is devotional service and there is a sankirtan. But I will go through the verses, and we are on Canto 10, chapter 29, and verse 35. Dear Krishna, please pour the nectar of your lips upon the fire within our hearts. These are the gopis speaking. A fire you ignite with your smiling glances and the sweet song of your flute. If you don't, we will consign our bodies to the fire of separation from you, O friend, and thus, like yogis, attain to the abode of your lotus feet by meditation. Verse 36. O lotus-eyed one, the goddess of fortune considers it a festive occasion whenever she touches the soles of your lotus feet. You are very dear to the residents of the forest, and therefore we will also touch those lotus feet. From the time on, we will be unable even to stand in the presence of any other man, for we will have been fully satisfied by you. And this verse does have purport. Shriya tapadam bujarajas chakame tulasyam.
Shriya tapadam bujarajas chakame tulasyam.
Labdva pivaksha shipadam kila britya jyustam. Yasya svavikshana utanya sura prayasas.
Yasya svavikshana utanya sura prayasas.
Tadvadvayamcha tavapada raja prapanam.
Tadvadvayamcha tavapada raja prapanam.
The goddess of fortune, wife of Lord Narayan.
Yes.
Padam Bhujang. Of the lotus feet. Raja. The dust. Chakamem. Desired. Tulasya.
Together with Tulsi Devi.
Labdva.
Having obtained,
api,
even,
vakshasi,
upon his chest,
padam,
her position,
kila,
indeed,
britya, by servants,
justam,
served, yasya,
whose, Lakshmis,
sva, upon themselves,
vikshane,
for the sake of the glands,
uta,
on the other hand,
anya,
of the other,
sura,
demigods,
prayasa,
the endeavor,
tadvat,
in the same way,
vayam,
vi,
cha,
also,
tava,
your,
pada,
of the feet,
rajaha,
the dust,
prapanaha,
have approached for shelter. Goddess Lakshmi, whose glance is sought after by the demigods with great endeavor, has achieved the unique position of always remaining on the chest of the Lord Narayan. Still, she desires the dust of his lotus feet, even though she has to share that dust with Tulsi Devi and indeed with the Lord's many other servants. Similarly, we have approached the dust of your lotus feet for shelter. Purport. The gopis here point out that the dust of the Lord's feet is so ecstatic and enlivening that the goddess of fortune wants to abandon her unique position on his chest to share with many other devotees a position of his feet. Thus the gopis urge Lord Krishna not to be guilty of a double standard, since the Lord gave the goddess of fortune a place on his chest and also allowed her to seek the dust of his lotus feet. Krishna should certainly give the same opportunity to his most loving devotees, the gopis. After all, the gopis plead, seeking the dust of your lotus feet is perfectly justified, and you should encourage us in this endeavor and not shy to send us away. It's beautiful verse, actually, and I think we all are desiring the same position, that we get the dust from Krishna's lotus feet, because that's our only hope in this life. And I really like to thank everybody who's here for support and to listen to this Bhagavatam. And as I said, I'm going to say some stories from my Sankirtan days when I used to go out. But then Krishna mercifully just manifested some more stories, and we had a book table at the Hitchcock at the Newbury Road, and I was with the other Maharaji, she's not here right now, and one man was just walking by and she said, here, can you come and look at the books? And he said, no, all I want is this invitation card, and I want to see the map. Are you guys Hare Krishna? And we are like, yeah, we are Hare Krishna. Where are you? Where are you? Where is the temple? And we said, well, we tried to explain, and he wanted the map, the visit invitation card with the map. And he found the Jagannath sticker. I think there was only one. He said, this is all I want. This is what I want. And he said, tomorrow is Sunday. You can come and visit us. And he said, thank you, thank you. And he's about to leave. And they're like, take a book. I have a book thanks to the prison minister. I was in jail, and I did too many bad things. And thanks to you guys, and she's like, who was it? What's the name of the body? I can't remember the name of the body, but you saved my life, and I'm so glad I got the books, and I don't have money, I can't take the book now. And she's just, even if you give a penny and take, so I think he took one little book, small book, and kind of disappeared, ran away. And a few minutes later, he showed up. He had a penny in his hand. I have a penny, and I'm giving this all to Krishna. And he said, here is the little box, and he put there, he was so happy about it. So then there was another person, he was coming in the store, we are not supposed to approach them, but I just gave them a lollipop, I said Merry Christmas, and when they become friendly, then I said, on your way back, you can stop and see what we have. So he came and he said, actually, I have a cookbook, and there was a lady on Lake City parking lot. She really wanted me to have this cookbook. I said, did you cook anything from? Indeed, yes, I did, and I like it. And I said, oh, we have more books. And I happened to have Science of Self-Realization with me. And I said, this is one of my favorite. You get answers on all your questions that you had in your life, but they don't teach you that in school, because I know I teach in school and we don't teach this in school. And he said, oh, it looks really good, but I have only $5. I said, just take whatever you give from your heart and from your pocket. We know that it's not the same always. And he said, and take any book you want. You can look through all the books. He said, I really want this science. And he pulled out the Science of Self-Realization, and he gave me the money. And the wife was pulling, let's go, let's go. And he's like, I have to go. But he was so happy to have the book. So, on the same place, that happened last year, actually, when I was going to the same book table, and I was praying to Krishna to somehow give me some inspiration or to send some people, right people, to come to the book table. And as soon as we came and we opened the book table, there was a lady sitting on the side and smoking cigarettes, and she was watching what are we doing. So I said, you want to come see what we have? Come over here. So she came, she said, what is this? And she was holding Bhagavad Gita, it's like big book. I said, and I remember that I just listened to Vaisheshika Prabhu's class, and he was talking about Sukhinara. And you know what Sukha means? What does the Sukha means? Happiness, Sukha Dukha. And Nara, Hari, man, half man. So happy human, actually. That's translation for Sukhinara. And that's what Vaisheshika Prabhu was talking, that actually we are happy humans, but we don't know how to be happy because we are in this material world completely surrounded and covered. So this book is actually the book that tells you how to be a happy human. And that's what I told her, and she said, oh, that's what I need. And she gave me money, and she said, actually, I work here. And she went to the store, and on the top of the store says Jesus something. So we met her this year. She was walking by. She said, I have this book. I have it. I have this book. And that was at the book table. And but I just received the letter yesterday. Actually, it was probably before. I didn't notice. And this is from my country. And I remember that one point temple decided to send devotees to go out and preach. So one Prabhu came and said, you know what, I'm going to this city and there are too many girls, all mothers. Why don't you go there? I can't deal with this. I said, okay, so I went over there and there were all girls and I started preaching to them. They actually still chant. This is 15 years later. They are still chanting. And one is counselor actually in the school, and the other one works also as a teacher, and they still preach and distribute prasadam to some people they can, as much as they can in their circumstances. And they go to the temples and the program, and they usually bring their niece, and they never preach to the niece. They never ask her to chant or anything. And they said the last time they visit the temple, the girl said, can I chant? Can I get my own beads? And they were surprised, like, you do? You want to chant? And they asked, at the same time, one devotee who has the temple actually had bead bag, three bead bags laying on the chair. And they said, what are these bead bags? They are sitting there for a long time. Somebody left them and nobody is asking. You are welcome to take them. And the girl was so happy. She said, this is my bead bag. So she got the bead bag and she started chanting. She may be maybe 15 or something, I'm not sure. And they were so happy. And as Prabhupada said, you put the seeds, and that was so long ago, and these two ladies keep chanting, and there are still people coming, although they don't really go out, and the circumstances are not that favorable. And there are still devotees coming from that. And then the other story that happened here recently, I used to make the beads and go on the football game and sell the beads, because I can't sell the hats as the others, and it was hard to go with books only, but I will always have a book with me. And whoever buy beads, because people are going to give you $20 just for simple necklace, but if you ask $20 for a book, they're never gonna do this. So it's okay, they pay for the beads and for the book, and I don't have problem giving the book. So, and it was really cold, I remember it was in Tampa, and one girl was running after me. Oh, where are you? I really have to have these beads that you are making. It's sure, choose which one you want. What is your theme? So she chose the beads, she took it, gave me money. And I said, I want to give you something more. Here is the book for you. And she takes the book and she said, actually, this is what I was looking for. Now I feel so peaceful. I think this is what I wanted, actually. And she took the book and she went so happy. So, and when we talk about Sankirtan, very often devotees are scared of Sankirtan or going out on Sankirtan, or some are like, they force me to go on Sankirtan or so. In my case, I did go on Sankirtan, and then I went to study Bhakti Shastri. I finished that course. I took the other course to teach Bhakti Shastri to be a teacher. And then my Guru Maharaj came to India, and I told him I finished Bhakti Shastri, I finished the other course, and he said, now you're so learned. Didn't really look impressed, and I kept talking, and I said, we had Harinam, Guru Maharaj, and I went on Harinam. Oh, you did? I said, I did 15 books, it's in Hindi, I don't speak Hindi, and I did 15 books. He said, where is my garland? Where is my garland? Go, get the garland. He got so happy. He got so excited just that I went out on Harinam. Didn't really get so impressed by my education, but he was so happy. He said, if you distribute books, then Guru is saved. You saved the Guru too. So, and when I came here, or whenever we talk about the Sankirtan, the devotees usually ask, where can we go? Where can we go? How can we do Sankirtan? But I did Sankirtan everywhere. We would go to the offices, we would go to the bank, we would sneak. I would go to the school. We would go to the school, somehow convince the people, yeah, we have nice books. They let us in the classroom. We would talk in front of the every single classroom, and they were big schools, like gymnasium, like high schools. We would go through every single classroom, present the books, and come next day, collect the money and distribute the books, and then disappear. We would go in the restaurants, in the bars, table from one table to another. In a big restaurant, you go to one table to talk to the people. Then we would go to the bus. You walk in the bus before the bus leaves, and you walk through and you show the book to the people and then leave. Or in the train, actually, that's, I think, one of Sukadev Prabhu's favorite story, that I would do Sankirtan in the train. And you go through the train, you have to come out before the train leaves. And so I was going around having the books, and then when you open, this little compartment, you don't know who is in there. So you open and you say, here are the books, and you go to the next. At one point, I opened the door, and the priest was sitting there. It's Orthodox priest in communistic country. So as soon as I saw him, I know this is going to be a trouble. So I said, oh, hi, we just have some books, and these are not the books you would like to read. And I wanted to move on. But he said, no, you come back here. Let me see those books. I said, okay, these are just books, books on yoga, you do yoga, do you? And he said, no, let me see. And he was looking for something to see how that is a Satan. Satan? Okay. Satan? And when he saw those books, and he started screaming and yelling, he opened the window and threw all my books out. So I ran quickly outside to pick up my books. And he was screaming so bad that every single person was looking like, what happened? It's a priest. Why is he disturbed? And he was yelling at me how bad I am. And I just picked up my books and I crossed myself. And he said, you, why are you doing this? I said, you better do it too, priest. And everybody started laughing at him. So he got so upset. He closed the window, put the curtains, closed the door, and I took my books, and everybody was laughing, and I could tell everybody was on my side. So you can really do books everywhere you want. We did it on ferry boats. We would go on ferry boat, travel, distribute, and come back, new people. I mean, wherever you want to go. At the traffic light, like here, the cars, the tolls, but it's a different place. And also people say what to say. And I can give you some examples that I really didn't have to say anything. One, I was in Sweden once, and so the man was approaching to me, and it was such day, whomever I approached, actually that was another thing, I would have my mantra, I would say the same thing to everybody, and my book distribution started getting lower and lower, and I was like, Krishna, what's going on? So I had a dream, and in my dream, I was distributing in a bar, and I recognized my Guru Maharaj. And I was like, oh, I'm going to show him that I'm doing book distribution. So I pretended like I don't see him, and I came to him, and I say my same mantra, and he just turned to me, and he said, you are like broken record. You're just repeating the same words that means nothing. You have to put your heart into it. And I woke up, I was like, oh, that's what it is. So I remember that morning, that day, and I was repeating my mantra. I said, no, I have to do something else. And the man looked at the book and he said, no, I don't want it. I said, no, 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 that's not what you are supposed to say. He said, what do you mean? What am I supposed to say? Oh, you are supposed to say, this is beautiful book. And then? I said, yes, and we don't sell it today. And then you need to ask, oh, then I can have it. And I'm going to tell you, you can give donation from your heart and your pocket. And he said, all right. And he repeated the same things, what I said. And he said, this is so wonderful. Nothing ever happened to me in my life like this. And he gave me donation, he took book, and he said, I'm never going to forget this book. And he left. So it's not the mantra that really distributed the book. It's just these people want some relation. And I'm talking this from my previous experiences, but I know my husband does it every single day. And it is this relation that you have with the people. They love the smile. They love the enthusiasm that you have. That's what they want to buy. They don't want to buy the book. They have everything. They can buy anything. But they see devotees have something special, and that's what they want. So the other example, when I didn't really say anything because I couldn't, I was in Greece, and I could speak only like 2-3 Greek words, mantra, just to say mantra. I did that. We would make Simply Wonderful. And I went, it was Saturday, everything else was closed, so I went door to door, and it was a really high-class neighborhood, so somebody called the police. And honestly, before that, wherever we travel, I'm like, everybody get the mercy. They get the book, or they get prasadam. But police, people never get the mercy because we always run away from them. And so I said, I wish they get some, but whatever. It's not in my power. So somebody called police. Police came, what are you doing? And I try to explain in Greek, speak English, they don't speak English. So he takes me to the police station. Then I had my box with all the sweets, the Simply Wonderful with coconut on the top. He looks at the box, he looks at the meme, but he got the order. So he brings me to the police station and I sit there and they all talk between themselves. And they decided, I'm from Serbia, I'm a student, I'm collecting money with the sweets. One of them came and took the sweet, said, polyorea. And the Greeks, they have all this moustache and all the coconut was there and they loved it. And then the other came and he tried. And they gave me so much, and he gave me donation that nobody gave me such big donation. And he put in my other side of the box. And he kind of pushed the other policeman, he did the same. And he showed me to go to every single person in every single office in police station. So I said, okay, it's ordered by police. So I went with my box and every single person took it and they loved it. And they are like, what is this for? And then I think they said, oh, so-and-so gave money. So they all started giving me a donation and they all came, they put in my box and they all were so happy. And they took me actually back. He said, where do you want to go? So they gave me a ride back and every single person got prasadam and gave donation. I didn't say anything because I couldn't. They didn't speak English. So I don't know actually what they decided, but they all took prasadam. So it's not really mantra that... there was another person also in Greece, but he did speak English. And I was just walking, I'm like, I'm tired, I'm done, or... these people are not cooperating today or so. And he stopped me. That's how Greek people are. Even if you carry the box closed with sweets, they will come, they will open, look at it, and they will just take it and say bye-bye. That's how they are. So I was scared at the beginning, but when I got used to it, he would come and pull my book bag. He said, what do you have in here? I said, I have books. What kind of books? He said, books on yoga and meditation. What does he talk about? And he looked through the book, and so, and he said, here, and he gave me money, and he took the books. I didn't even try to distribute to him book, and he just wanted those books, and he left happy. He said, that's what I'm looking for. And then the other person, it also happened actually in Greece. I was waiting for, this was in Sweden. I was waiting for Marai to come and it was already late and I was tired and it was cold. And I'm like, why are they not coming? And there is one person in Sweden. If you see one person, you're so happy because it's so rare. It's like such big space and just few people and they run around. And if you can catch one and stop them, you are consider yourself lucky. And there was one person, and I was thinking, and I was holding the book, looking at him. He said, don't even try. They already tried so many times that I said no, and I'm stand by it. I said, oh, fine. I put the book. Where are they? Why are they not coming? But he couldn't sit still. Then he came to me, and he said, why are you guys doing this? I said, because you're trying to save people and help them out. Oh, yeah, how can you help me? I said, what is your occupation? What do you do? I'm a gynecologist. I said, oh, you are the one who kills the babies. No, I don't do this. I said, you don't do abortions? Yes, I do. I said, but that's killing the babies. But they are still the babies. But the mother is the one who wants it. I said, you know, mafia in Italy, they are paid to do the job, to kill somebody. It's the same. And he got so upset, and he said, give me this book. And he gave me the money, and he ran away. So I really didn't try to sell the book, and I knew I can't lose anything, so I'm just going to tell him the truth. So I guess that's why he got the book. And you never know really what is going to happen. And there is another that was in Croatia, and it was another day, hard day. It seems like the most mercy happened on those days. I couldn't do one single book, and I had to come already back to the temple. And as I was walking to the bus station, there is big sign says Maya. Maya is actually a common name in my country, as Rada is, and Maya is also. People just have that name. And it says Photo Maya, Photoshop. I say, okay, I'm in such Maya. I have 2 minutes. I'm going in the shop because I have to wait for a bus anyway. So I walked in. I offered the book. She said, I already have it. And she gave me a really nice story. She said, I had to go to this island. And on that island, there was a girl with these books. And I knew that's why I came to this island. So I got the book, and I have I have a book and I'm so happy to have it. I said, well, then you know, take more. She opened the drawer. She said, I just got all my equipment. I have only one bill. That's my change. That's all my money till I don't know when. So I cannot spend this money. And I was thinking, oh God, what day today? Even the person who has it, who wants the book, is not going to get the book from me today. And I was like, whatever. And all of a sudden, I heard myself saying, then if you have a book, then you know, if you give everything to Krishna, Krishna always reciprocates back to you. And she just stopped and said, you are right. Take my last bill and give me this book. And she took Srimad Bhagavatam, and in Yugoslavia, we couldn't give them invitation to the Sunday feast or temple unless they are really serious. So I gave her invitation. She said, there are people who live like this? You live all your life like this? Like it is in the book? That's real? I said, yeah, that is real. We have Sunday feast. You can come. She was there at the Sunday feast. She brought her son. She got initiated. Rohini Sutta Prabhu started going on Sankirtan. So that one book, you never know. I was like, I did only one book. But it's amazing, actually. You did much more than one book. So it's amazing what Krishna can make. And my husband said there is a nice story that I had, and I would like to share this with you, because when you go out on Sankirtan, Manidhar used to explain, when you go out on Sankirtan, this is like going on airplane, and you kind of have to take off up high in order to give the books to the people. But if you go and you just like struggle down on the ground and you can't get up and then you can't give the book, he said, you know, you need really to go. But it is very scary because you feel like on the end of the day you're landing down to the lower modes. It's so different. Maybe that's why it is addicted to go out and say, it's different. It's just you are above the modes. And it's really nice, but it is struggle every day actually to go up. And it is scary. And so when you go there, I mean, first it's scary when you offer the book and person says no. And I'm told by older Sankirtan devotees, they said, so what? They say no. Even if they say yes or no, you just keep going. You do the same thing. You know, you either continue to next person or with the same person. So it is kind of scary. And I did Sankirtan in a restaurant, and the waiter came to me and he said, oh, Sek, get out of here. And he wanted my books, but I held them really tight. And he couldn't take the books, so he kicked me with his foot. He kicked my leg. Get out of here, like, you know, like you chase the dog or cat out of the house. And, you know, your false ego just goes up, and I'm like, he's offended Krishna, offending my false ego too. But, you know, and I'm like, but it's not good for him, but I'm not taking care of it. But I got so disturbed, and I'm like, for me to continue, I really have to calm down. I crossed the road, and there is like, there are stores around and the windows in the shop, and I'm pretending to look at the window at the shop, what is there, just to calm down and pray to Krishna so I can continue with my service. And at that point, actually, the sun came from the roof from the behind. And you know how sometimes you stare, you don't really see what is in front of you, but because the sun ray just came in through the glass, and I'm like, what is this door? What am I looking at? And right in front of me, there was seven canto and Lord Nisingadev. And the sun ray was just making the golden color of Lord Nisingadev hair shining so bright, staring right at me. I was like, Lord Nisingadev, out of everything. It was bookstore, and Daivi Shakti just had distributed books to that store, and they put seven canto in the window. And at that moment, when I saw Lord Nisingadev, I said, well, what else is there to be afraid of? I'm just going to go. And I just could calm me down completely, and I continue my sankirtan. And the other time when I was really proud of Srila Prabhupada is we got Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers book. And I said, oh, this is nice book. Everybody should have this book. And they're all going to die to have this book. I went out on Sankirtan. And it wasn't exactly as I was expected. They are like, no, what do you mean? And I said, Krishna, and I came in the restaurant, in the bar, and there were all drunk people sitting there, and the drunk man takes the book. Perfect question, huh? What is the perfect answer? If you tell me one perfect question, I am buying this book. I said, who are you? Said, what do you mean? I'm so-and-so. I said, yeah, that's your name. Who are you? It's me. I said, yeah, that's your chest, your arm. Who are you? And drunk as he was, he just kind of calmed down and pulled the money out and got the book. And I was so proud of Srila Prabhupada because he can defeat everybody just, you know, with the title of the book. And so there are many other stories, but it's getting late, so don't want to hold you up. If you have any questions or any other stories or comments? Sukadapram.
Kind of like having to jump into cold water, you know, it was a little difficult. We had an interesting experience where years ago we went to Dampier's, and they come here, they do septics and like that. So I'd taken, this is probably like in early 1990s. We went there, and you know, the kids sang their song about the cakes. And the woman, you know, she listened. She took the cake. And she said, how much are they? And at that time, they were one for $3 and two for $5. So, you know, the kids told her how much they were. And then she says, well, you know what? She goes, I don't think they're worth that much. And so the kids just all got quiet, and they all turned and looked at me. And I was like, you know, I didn't know what to say either. But then she stopped, and she said, I think they're worth much more than that. So she wrote us a check for $25, and which, you know, was a nice donation at that time. So we would always go, and she also wanted to hear, she wanted to hear them chant a verse. You know, she looked at the Bhagavad Gita, well, can you say any of these? So they chanted. So we'd go there every year, but apparently for whatever reason, the last couple of years, devotees, they didn't have the marathon last year, and for a couple of years they hadn't gone. So she called up the school and said, what's going on, you know? How come you guys aren't coming? So we made it a point to go and visit her. And she remembered me from, you know, way back when. And we had all our cakes, and the kids sang their song. And then she said, well, now I want you to, you know, to say a song in your language. They chanted Dehinosmin Yadahe, you know, Dehinosmin and Macha Sparshas. They chanted both verses. And she had all her workers in there, too. And she just loved the kids. So she had a check ready. She gave it to, what's his name? Jai Kirtan's son? Radesh, I think. Radesh, yeah. And, and she said, tell him how much it is. And he's like, well, 20. And the worker started laughing. They said, try again, son. So anyway, she gave us a check for $200 and took, you know, all these books and cakes and, yeah, she just loves the devotee kids. You know, she loves them. And she told me she actually died. Her heart stopped. She's quite elderly now. But they revived her. So I think she's having a little bit of a epiphany herself, you know, in her own spiritual life. But it was so fun going out with the students. You know, they just really melt people's hearts. And yeah, I love your stories are amazing. Really amazing. Thank you so much.
It's nice that you take them out. I know Radha was sick, and she went, she insisted to go. She didn't know you were going on Sankirtan. She was so happy. It was Sankirtan day. I'm so glad I went. So the kids were so happy. Thank you. Yes.
Brahmananda Prabhu now, but so that time, I remember we had so many books which were donated by the BBT. They would give so many boxes. So actually our temple was like just a small apartment, but in the front room of that apartment were stacks and stacks of all the books that had been donated. His Holiness Bhakti Tirth Maharaj used to appeal to the different temples, and they would donate books. So the whole front room was nothing but boxes of books. So Brahmananda insisted, well, look, if you're going out and you're going to distribute like 1-2 books a day, you know, it's not going to put a dent in this. So before I went to Africa, I used to do the, when Hang Sadhuta had started this library thing of distributing sets, we were doing that. So then I said, all right, well, we'll try to do the sets of book going house to house, because in Africa, it's not a problem. So I tried, I started going house to house. I was thinking, well, this is going to be really kind of tedious also. So I went to a very wealthy place in Nigeria called Victoria Island. And I saw one gentleman drive into a really nice apartment complex, but it had a security gate. So I waited till he drove in. I drove in behind him and parked. And then I just kind of followed him to his house. And I told him, yes, you know, I was from, you know, the U.S. And we were distributing a set of Spiritual Library Britannica. So he said, Spiritual Library Britannica? I never heard of that. So I said, yeah, it's like a complete, you know, view of life and this and that. So he said, well, you know, okay, I'll take one. So I was shocked. So he said, well, have a seat. I'm going to get to check everything. And then he came back and said, have, you know, a little something to eat. So I said, well, you know, I can't eat. I'm vegetarian, this and that. He said, no, these are vegetarian. It's a kola nut. So I said, well, okay. So he cut a piece of it, gave me kola nut and water. So I took it. So he says, look, by the way, my constituent lives upstairs. I want you to take a set of these up to him also. He gave me his card, and the building was the complex for the senators, who are like the House of Representatives for Nigeria. So I said, oh, gold mine. So then I went upstairs and I just showed the card to him and told him, well, look, you know, your member said that I should come and see you and you should take these. I said, okay, so he took one. Then I said, well, do you have any other recommendations? So I got a piece of paper. They started writing down all the different members of parliament to go to. So I started going to each one, but the problem was in each place you go to, it's like a custom that you have to sit down for a minute, take a piece of kola nut, and do it. So all of a sudden, I started like really feeling really enthusiastic, and I'm like running back and forth. I'm thinking I'm fired up because of Sankirtan. Actually, the kola nut is like beetle in India. So by the time I got back home, I was talking to Brahmananda. I was so happy about what had happened, and I was talking like a mile a minute. He said, why are you talking so fast? So I told him the story of what had happened, and I told him, yeah, they were so nice, you know. I was vegetarian, so they gave me a little piece of kola. He said, you took the kola nut? I said, well, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I didn't want to offend anybody. He said, you can't do that. They're intoxicants. So I had been running around the building all this time. I was taking these little pieces of kola nut. Anyway, by Prabhupada's mercy, so many books were distributed, but I had broken some principles that day.
It's wonderful. Can I just say one more story? Is it time? Or it's, and somehow it reminded me that I was in my country and at the Adriatic Sea, and it was time for Rohini Sutta Prabhu's Vyasa Puja. So he, I don't know if he had the cook, so one person had to sacrifice and stay. That was the worst thing. You have to stay and cook. You couldn't go out on Sankirtan that day. And on his Vyasa Puja, it happened to be me, and I had to accommodate his disciples to go out. So I stayed, and I remember making French fries and being fried that I can't go today, that is the best day. You know, Rohini Sutta Prabhu is Sankirtan personified. And I was just meditating. I was thinking, oh, I wish I can go. I wish I can distribute the book. And so whatever, at least I'm going to make this prasadam for devotees. And they came back, and they were so happy. Oh, it was a really nice day, and Guru Maharaj gave us so much mercy. And I was so fried. I came down to Adriatic, and I chanted my rounds because I didn't have time. I'm like, at least I can focus and chant these rounds. And somehow, there was some time in the evening, and somebody said, let's just go over here to the nearby place. And I was like in some bubble. I can't explain this. I was holding this box, and there were some small houses. I knocked at the door, and the lady said, oh, it's you. Come in. I'm like, it's me? Okay. Come in, and my son just left here, and she kept talking. And she says, what do you have, these books? Oh, he loves these books. How much? I said, give donation. She gave me a really big donation. She took all set of books. And she just kept talking and talking, and the son came and was looking, and then she started looking like, oh, you are not. And I laughed already at this time, but I mean, the set was just distributed just because of the mercy of Rohini Sutta Prabhu. I just came out, so that's all. So, okay. Jai Hari Prabhu.